This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The Pentagon credits coalition and Iraqi security forces working together to target and kill al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. We're joined now by NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman with more on the operation. And Tom, can you give us some more details? Were the Iraqis and the Americans really working closely together?
Well, clearly this is more of an American operation. And we've learned that there were two Air Force F-16s that led the way, and they dropped at least one 500-pound bomb known as a JDAM. This is a bomb controlled by a global positioning system, very accurate and can operate regardless of the weather. And by punching coordinates, this bomb can go right to the target. We've also learned that there was an unmanned drone called a Predator flying over the safe house, and this drone has a TV camera on its nose and can send back live pictures. And in addition, there were what the military calls eyes on the target. There were special operations forces on the ground as well as Air Force controllers. Now, these guys would help guide the F-16s to the target, likely using the video from the Predator and communicating by radio. So the American military often likes to say that the Iraqis are partners with the Americans, but in this operation, clearly, the U.S. was in charge and in the lead.
And I understand this operation was in the planning for weeks, and I'm wondering what you can tell us about the intelligence behind it.
That's what Army Major General Bill Caldwell told reporters today, that it was a painstaking process, took many weeks. They had human spies, apparently senior leaders of Zarqawi's network. Now, interestingly, they also had eavesdropped information. He talked about what's called signals intelligence. So that tells me they were picking up cell phone conversations or radio conversations Zarqawi or his people had, which on the face of it is unusual because most people in his line of work do not use cell phones or radios anymore because they realize how quickly the Americans can pick them up. Bin Laden, for example, hasn't used a phone in probably 4 years since they last heard him at Tora Bora in the mountains of Afghanistan. So that was unusual, but clearly this provided detailed information about his whereabouts. And as Major General Caldwell told reporters today, they had 100% confirmation Zarqawi's in the house.
Did they have an informant?
Well, as I said, they had senior leaders of his network, they're saying, provided information. So that was obviously helpful. But again, the eavesdropping information, the cell phones or radios, would have pinpointed his exact location or that of his top people.
And I understand Zarqawi was not the only al-Qaeda leader in Iraq who was killed in this operation. What do we know about the others who may have been taken out with him?
Well, we know a total of six people were killed, and they included the spiritual leader, Zarqawi's spiritual leader, Sheikh Abd al-Rahman. He was among the dead. We don't have the names yet of the others, but we also know that a woman and a child were also killed.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman.